The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to, well, it's the last day of May. Yeah, welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swigert. It's the 31st of May, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days coming your way in about 5 minutes. When it comes to the internet, what do you think has the most hits when it comes to websites? If you said Google, then yeah, of course, you'd be correct. That's kind of a duh. And if you said YouTube for second place, you'd also be correct. But if you said Facebook for third place, Yeah, that's right. At least according to Alexa, the third most popular place to visit on the internet is Reddit. Now, let's just say it right now. Alexa, yeah, maybe not the most sophisticated thing out there to be analyzing web traffic, but then again, I don't think she's that far off. So you have to wonder, how did Alexa come to this conclusion? Well, apparently, Reddit users spend about 15 minutes and 10 seconds on average every day on the site. YouTube is about 8 minutes and 31 seconds, and Facebook is about 10 minutes and 50 seconds. The Facebook maybe, the YouTube, no, come on, between you and me, that 8 should be about 80, right? In any case, according to Alexa, Facebook is now 4th, followed by Amazon, which is now 5th. Oh, Plex. It's a wonderful media center, isn't it? I use it myself, actually. Quite like it. And being the fact that I'm an avid podcast listener, this is a lovely addition. Yes, Plex has finally added podcasts and personalization. And it's all available on the home screen, meaning you don't have to go search for this stuff anymore. It's just right there. In fact, talking about the home screen, this home screen completely redesigned if you're on iOS and Android. The new app offers improved navigation, full control over your movies, your TV shows, music, photos, and now podcasts. Now, those of you on the testing version, yeah, you're kind of aware of this already. But for those of us out there that just really aren't a fan of beta, wow, this is a welcome surprise. However, though, do be forewarned, there is still some glitches. After all, it is new. We did reach out to Plex and say they are working on the bug fixes and should be out pretty soon. Project Fine. A lot of you are saying, yeah, that thing? That's like old, right? Well, that's way back in April 2015. Let's face it, it hasn't been really mainstream, has it? But the Google Mobile Virtual Network Operator is trying to change that by supporting a lot more devices. Yes, that's right. Google's Project Fine now supports Moto G6, the LG G7 and ThingQ, and the LG V35 ThingQ. In a press release, Google said that while these phones run the gamut of prices and features, they also have a lot of things in common, including large screens, they're all portrait mode equipped cameras, they've got expandable storage, and now they've all got Project Fi. Now, believe it or not, Project Fi is actually available in about 170 markets, and is roughly about $20 per month. And really all it is just topping on the backs of all the U.S. carriers, U.S. Cellular, T-Mobile, and Sprint. They're pretty much just putting the Google name next to it. Google is hoping that by introducing it to more devices, they can open it up to more markets worldwide. And finally, speaking of cell phones, let's go back in time a little bit. Round about the time of the 6 Plus from Apple. Oh, it was so nice to see a bigger phone, and then it was not nice to see it bending. And of course, for the longest time, we had video after video after video of Bingate. And of course, we heard from Apple, nah, 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 don't believe all that. There's nothing wrong with the iPhone 6 Plus. Turns out, yeah, believe it or not, Apple was lying. Yes, we've gotten our hands on some documents that came from inside the Apple campus. And lo and behold, what do you know? Internal tests at Apple found that the iPhone 6 was more likely to bend 3.3 times more than the iPhone 5S. And they found that the iPhone 6 Plus, yeah, it was likely to bend about 7.2 times more. Meaning, yes, they did the test. Meaning, yes, they lied to all of us. Meaning, yes, they knew about Bingate before we all did. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, you can find it at britishtechnetwork.com. That is your home for all of our entertaining podcasts, our blog, and review section. Also, check out our social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community, chatting it up over at our Slack room. Come chat with us. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at you tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours for your Friday edition. But until then, hope your Thursday is treating you well. We shall see you tomorrow. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.